Former Prime Minister Paul Keating was also in Parliament for the apology. I spoke to him as he came out of the chamber.
I thought it was a day of open hearts. When public policy, whatever it is, cuts across the human spirit in whichever way and at whatever time, this will always diminish a society or a country. And this sorry episode in our history has diminished Australia. And we began the long process of putting it right a decade or so ago. There should never have been an issue about saying sorry. Because, as the Prime Minister said, imagine if one of our children, any of our children, were taken from us. I mean, we would be in an irrecoverable emotional position. So this led me to, as part of the social justice package which accompanied Native Title, to commission the report which Sir Ronald Wilson then championed. And it's another chapter, an unfolding chapter in our history, but a chapter of honesty for the Prime Minister and the government today to turn that leaf over and to say sorry and let us begin fresh.
Are you disappointed that he has ruled out compensation?
I think the emotional question is way more important than the compensation. The generosity of spirit and kindliness of heart is immeasurable. It'll never be measured in dollars and can't be measured in dollars.
What do you think of this joint commission, this bipartisan approach to the problem?
Well, I think that is a very worthy thing, because at least then the opposition becomes part of, it's not just, you know, in the Westminster system, it's a winner-take-all system. Hard to live in. If we want this to be done and done well, then it would be a good thing if we have an ongoing commission in which both parties play a principal role.
What did you think of Dr. Nelson's speech?
He's picked up the spirit of the day. That's the main thing. I don't think there can be... The point about good intentions on people, good intentions are never enough. It's what people really do. And there can be no justification for the fact that children were taken, no matter how, in what lofty circles the policy may have originated.
That's the former Prime Minister Paul Keating speaking in the National Parliament.